Ladies and gentlemen, let's try a quick experiment here. Let's all close our eyes, use our imaginations, and welcome in Dungenetics Season 2. We will be playing Out of the Abyss campaign for Dungeons & Dragons from the lovely Elm City Games, located in New Haven, Connecticut. So join us now for 6 brand new characters ready to meet their demise at the hands.
Right, I'm going to take my leave and go over to the quadrant.
Sounds good. Is Duncan going to speak to anybody here in the...
Not just yet.
Fair enough. How about Sindri?
Just kind of watching what's going on.
Right on. And for Rush, do you want to talk to
Fred? I'm going to... Spider Fred's going to be there. But I'm going to ask Jim Jar.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Jim Jar.
What's up, buddy?
Of all of us, how many do you think's going to get out of here or come slay us?
Well, it's tough to say, but I will tell you this. I'm pretty confident that I'm going to live through this. The rest of you jokers, I'm not so sure. If I had to put money...
Did you put money on yourself?
Yeah, well, you know, it depends on who's taking the bet, right? Right? House always wins, my friend. House always wins. So here's the thing. This is what Jim Jones said. That Pupido guy.
Sure.
He's smart. He's a smart one. I don't know if he's any good in a fight, but he's got a good noggin on his shoulders. He might be able to figure something out here. But I gotta tell you, if it comes down to a matter of him versus a drow, that drow is gonna probably kill him a whole lot. I don't have a lot of doubts about that. That Quaggoth over there, I don't know what's going on with that one. That's not a normal Quaggoth, I can tell you that right now. I've seen a few of them in my time. That is not a normal Quaggoth. So I can't tell. If he could actually get off of his push and, you know, throw a couple punches, we might have something going there. But I don't know. All I know is Quaggoth's a hottie. You know, you can give him a lick and they keep on ticking, so I'm thinking he's probably got a good chance of living.
What makes you think you're going to live?
What's that?
What makes you think you're going to live?
Come on, buddy.
Oh.
Jim Jar, I'm lucky. Oh. I'm pure luck. Pure unadulterated luck. All right, now, the dwarf lady over there, the redhead, she's definitely going to die. You want to know how I know that? Because she cares about other people. I've seen her when they pulled that elf lady out of here. She tried to stop the drought. That was a bad idea. Soon as they dragged her out of there, she went to stop them. The main lady in charge zaps her with a ray of ugly. That's all she wrote. Out like a light. Out like a light, sick as a dog for 2 days. She's gonna keep sticking her neck out to help other people until her head gets chopped off. It's a shame. She seems like a nice kid, but that, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Let's see. The big guy? I don't know, man. Yeah, the orc? You know, orcs are good in a fight, but also, not for nothing, he's a bit of a dick. So, you know, who's going to want to leave that idiot out of here? I don't know. But I got to tell you, might not be smart, but he can clearly lift heavy things. The drow? I don't know. What are you going to say about a drow that's been imprisoned by other drows? What's his story, right? That Shushar guy... He's out of his mind. He's weird, even for a Kuatoa. That dude is a sketch. But, you know, seems like a nice guy, but I also heard him say he was a pacifist. So, that's super useful, right? Always good to have one of those around. The little guy, come on, you know. I'm surprised that he hasn't gotten squished underfoot yet. And then you got those twins. I don't know, there's something off about those two. Something I just don't quite click with. I don't put a lot of money on them getting out of here. Even if they get out of here, where are they going to go? I asked them if they've ever been to Blessingdell, and they said, why would we go? Or Blindingdell, and they said, why would we go there?
Well, I mean, to be honest, I'll admit, probably not looking for people who are going to fight to get out of here. But
Blindingstone is what I was trying to say. I gave you a whole bunch of syllables. I just threw out a lot of letters out there, but yeah.
I got it. I didn't write them.
Blindingstone, yeah.
All right.
Well, what do you think, Valley? You're kind of a skinny little guy there, but I don't know. You think you got what it takes to get out of here?
You know, I'm optimistic about the future. I think I'm going to make it out of here.
Well, I enjoy your positive thinking, friend. And hey, if you do get out of here and you're inclined to help old Jim Jar slip his bonds too,
Yeah, well, you know, I'm good for it. You know what I'm saying?
What you're saying.
That Bupito guy, he owes me about 7 million gold pieces. I can kick some of that to you over there.
Oh. Yeah. I'll have to make sure he gets out too, then, just to make sure you're okay.
I suppose that's a good point. And you know what? Most of these idiots owe me money. That's a good point.
Get everyone out of here then.
Dead debtors can't give you the cash they owe you. What are you going to do? Threaten to break their legs? They're already dead. They don't care.
Alright, I'm gonna.
Bunch of jerks.
Let's get him and talk to himself.
Right on.
On off.
So, Thane approaches the Quaggoth, who is just kind of sitting there, kind of looking down. You can hear him muttering darkly to himself, and he looks up when he sees you. Doesn't make any aggressive action, just kind of looks at you, very appraisingly.
In Elvish, I say, "Hello, Quaggoth. My name is Thane."
Thane, that is an excellent name. Speaking to you in perfect, high-accented Elvish. That is an excellent name. Zaknafane is the full extension, is it not?
It is, you are correct.
Ah, and what family do you hail from, sir?
My family is... The name is Falador.
Excellent. I, myself, must correct you. I am not a Quaggoth. Yep. I know I appear as one, but in fact, I am a prince of the Elven race, one who has been transmuted by foul magics by a jealous rival.
A jealous rival? Who did this to you? The Drow?
No. Oh, I wish, would that it was so understandable. No, I myself am the prince of the Elven realm of Nelrindenvane in the High Forest.
Oh,
I am known as Prince Derrindel.
Prince Derrindel.
Prince Derrindel.
Pleasure to meet you.
Yes, my crown was usurped by an evil wizard named Terrastor. He trapped me in this form, and unfortunately I was then forced from my home into exile, where I was captured by these accursed drow. It is my fondest wish to return back to my homeland. Do you think you might be able to help me, kinsman?
I wish that were the case, but it seems like we are not long for this world. Do they know you're an elf?
I don't believe they would believe me if I tried. I attempted to speak of it when I first arrived here. The mockery that I received let me know that they didn't believe me, and seeing how they've treated other elves in the time that I've been here has advised me that it's in my best interest to keep the truth of my nature to myself.
Probably the case.
Yes.
Well, I would like to escape if possible. I'm sure we can count on you when the time comes.
I will do my best to assist you.
Very well.
Most certainly. Excellent. Fane. Yes, this is a fortuitous event that's brought you here to us.
Indeed. How long have you been here?
I've been here for... I've been here for 7 days myself. Yeah, a lot of you guys came in on the same shipment.
Have you noticed anything that you think of importance about this place?
That's a very, very good question.
And what was the name of that evil wizard again?
Terrastor.
Terrastor.
Yes. Terrestor. Well, I will tell you that from what I've experienced, this cave has some sort of an anti-magic effect on it. I don't believe that any spells cast within here would work, although I've witnessed the High Priestess cast spells within here in order to incapacitate the young dwarf woman. So my supposition is that the magic prevents us from casting within or any of our spells by penetrating the gates, but anyone outside of the cave would be able to affect us normally. Certainly maddening, but it does explain why those who are perhaps obvious or suspected spellcasters haven't been further restrained or, even worse, maimed in some fashion.
And by the cave, you mean within our enclosure now, or the entire cave?
Within
cave
this cell system, that they keep us within. Cell.
I see. It is useful information. Do you know magic yourself?
No, I'm afraid I don't. I was always interested in the arcane arts, but really the maintenance and day-to-day responsibilities of running my kingdom kept me from ever truly embracing their study.
see. Okay.
Right on.
Very good.
Now this is all in Elvish, yes.
This is all in Elvish.
Okay. It's all Greek to us.
Mm-hmm. Now, you do have a mechanism. Flo and Eldith clearly have realized that there is a mechanism whereby they can communicate with everyone, even though there's... So this has been in Elvish. The conversation that Jim Jar was having with Rush would have been... Let's see, you spoke common in Elven Rush, so that would have been common. But most of them don't seem like they speak common. So you do realize, though, that via stool, you do have a mechanism for communicating with everyone. Stool also tells you that his... the image that comes in your head is kind of vague, but basically rapport spores are what they are.
Rapport
spores. His ability to do that, the effect of being able to hear all of your, anyone who is in range and willing telepathically, lasts for about an hour, but he can do it as many times as he wants.
Oh, so this is our way of communicating with all of us, even though there's a language barrier.
Correct.
Yes. I would love to relate that to the group. In a grand old fashion by song. No,
oh, so you're more than song. Welcome to give it a whirl.
Guys, listen. Our spore friend here.
Sorry for overhearing. Is the bar now a harmonica?
Oh, no, it's a pitch pipe.
Which is almost as bad. Yeah.
Our spore friend.
Hey, Rob, take a point of inspiration, thank by you. The way, just for being Ooh. So on brand with that.
All right. I will. I know this sounds crazy, gents and ladies and everyone here, but my understanding is our friend here, Stool, the little friend.
Stool.
Stool. I know you guys can't hear what he's saying, but I can. And what's your name? Eldrith can. If we all breathe, I know it sounds weird, breathe in his gas, we can talk to one another without the barriers of language.
You're telling me the mushroom farts let us talk
I'm
to each other?
I'm telling you exactly the mushroom farts is our key to getting out of here.
Do you think perhaps they're poisonous and it poisoned his mind?
No. No, you gotta trust me. I've been poisoned before.
the dwarf just shakes her head at you. I'm a dwarf. We don't get poison. That's for elves. Elves get poison.
What I'm recommending is all of us.
Every dwarf's a little bit racist.
She's right.
We are.
Give the stool just a little squeeze.
All right, I'll give it a try.
No,
couldn't hurt.
I don't need to be squeezed.
So you can just.
Well, it's like,
what if we want to squeeze him?
Just not too hard.
You don't understand that.
So, with a little bit of maneuvering, you can kind of get everybody involved, kind of everybody around, and Sue just kind of just gives one big like. And this big cloud fills about a 10-foot square, and when it dissipates, you are now able to hear everybody within your head, despite the fact that you cannot speak their languages.
You notice that Nod is not in the group. He's still feet kicked up.
All right.
So you were not part of the stink cloud?
No.
Okay, fair enough. The Kuotoa kind of comes over, ambles over, and sits down.
Well, this is an interesting sensation. This one's new to me. It's nice to actually be able to talk to all of you.
What have I done?
It's my Kuotoa voice.
Well done. Very good.
It's good to meet you too. What should we call you?
I am known as Shushar, the Awakened.
The Awakened?
Shushar.
Shushar, why are you known as the Awakened?
Because I'm woke! No. Sorry. I was having too much fun.
I have spent a lifetime in contemplation and solitary meditation. You see, my people, the Kuotoa, we are well-deservedly known her madness. It's a side effect of having been brought to the Underdark many, many, many eons ago when forced into slavery by the Mind Players. You see, Akula 12 in mind is not equipped to handle that sort of psychic interference, and gradually my race became completely insane. But I, after a lifetime of quiet meditation, have overcome that madness and have awakened into a position of clarity.
Wow.
Wow.
How long have you been here?
Well, long days, I'm afraid.
Oh my gosh.
Enough to see all of the rest of them come in. I have an information that may be useful. Things that I've observed. If you've observed the drow with the scarred face, he was definitely the priestess's favorite. But around 10 days ago, he came back horribly injured. I don't know what caused it, but he did not have those burns and scars on his face and hand when he went out. Since then, it appears that the other drow male has usurped his position. He even carries the wand that the scarred drow once carried. I've seen that wand shoot globs of viscous material, capturing and trapping targets in it. Now the younger male carries it. I suspect an indication of the change in their status.
Sounds like a lovely spat.
I want to watch the drow Seraph in here while this, because he was part of the cloud, right?
Mm-hmm.
If he did that. So I want to watch him and see if he's reacting to any of this information.
He is definitely observing all of it, listening to all of it, and just kind of quietly looking at the group. He doesn't seem to be really... He just seems to be very unhappy about being here.
Who's this?
This is the other drow that is in the cage with you.
Can I do an arcana check to see if I know what the wand that shoots globs of goo is?
Absolutely you can.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Ten also.
Alright. Let's see. I just want to see what the common start with the rarity of it is before I make the determination. So I will say I will give Sindri advantage on this arcana check since this is an Underdark specific item.
16.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I think that's safe. I think that's fair to say.
Okay.
Wait a minute, though.
I'm going to try something to test the...
The only thing that's... I'm going to say yes, but the one thing about it is it's not something you can use to, like, probe. There has to be, a willingness to communicate ahead of time. It's not like a Professor X kind of action.
But since there's a conversation going on...
I think that you can safely... Like hand wave. I'm not gonna lose a lot of sleep there. So I'm sorry. So Fane had a 10.
Yes.
Okay. 10 won't do it. With a 16, you have heard of wands used by the drow. They're fairly rare. They don't come up a lot, but they're used in situations like this to capture prisoners without killing them. It basically fires just this glob of like tar that hits and hardens around creatures and then keeps them locked into place until eventually it must crumble or fade away. I mean, you know that people don't die in it, but it's a restraining technique. Mm-hmm. So you've heard of them, but you're not much more sure about how they work.
Right. Is there any way I can get up to the little torchlight or whatever is there and scrape a little bit of the phosphorus moss off?
There's only a tiny bit of handful in there, but sure. Why don't you make a survival check?
Okay. Hold on. Can I use my advantage, my inspiration? I'm going to cash it in right now.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Thank gosh.
I typically like to use it before the rolls happen.
Sorry.
But No. I'm just... This because it's first time, because it does otherwise become kind of a free re-roll.
I
like to wait until it's either you know you have disadvantage, you're like, I gotta cancel that, or you're like, I really want to make sure this lands, but I'll...
It's a 14.
A 14?
Yes.
You can get some of it out. It's only gonna, like, you get maybe like a pinch like this. It's enough to give you maybe a candle's worth of dim light.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's all I was looking for, yes.
No sweat?
Question.
Yes.
Since my spider was also known as Taurus Force, can I try talking to the spider?
You can 100% try talking to the spider.
I was going to telepathically go, hey, Peter. His name's Peter. Nothing?
No, yeah.
That's right.
It may very well be that this is not an intelligent spider. So, unfortunately,
you're telling it to me.
Don't let him talk that much, you little buddy.
No, it does not appear that your spider... Or perhaps, I'm going to leave it up to you, maybe you think that he just is shy, doesn't want to talk. Could be.
That.
Yeah. All you know definitively is that spider is not communicating telepathically with you. What its motivations are for not doing that, who can say?
It's a spy for the other spiders.
Spider.
It's tough to do an insight roll against a spider.
Spider.
Oh, nice. Take a point of inspiration for what will probably be the worst pun tonight.
Bob, that was me. I didn't do the spot. No way.
We can only get it once a night, so I'm going to give it over.
Yeah.
Thank you. The main lock-in part of our cell, obviously, can we walk up to, how close can we get to it?
You can walk basically right up to the gate. From there, you can see that there are still three guards sitting in the guard tower that is in Area 10. As you walk over to the gate, like, one of them just kind of turns and looks at you. He's not yelling, just not particularly concerned, just... more or less seeing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you guys bored over there? I know it's a tough job.
What language are you speaking this in?
I guess common.
No. One of them just mumbles, says something under his breath in Elvish. And another one just looks at you and yells something in Elvish. What he yelled was, why don't you shut up and get some sleep? Tomorrow's going to be even worse for you than today was.
Don't tell me that.
The people are going to come back, right?
4 days before the day. Yeah.
No, I think that perhaps you should not annoy the guards. They must seem very...
Come on, let me in there. I'm going to try one thing. Let me...
There's no qualms with cutting pieces off of you.
What pieces?
Listen, he's got a lot of pieces. He doesn't need them all.
I can spare one or two.
Your choice.
Maybe not. My idea was to try and test just how far this anti-magic ring goes. Because if we can get past the gates, or at least past this drop, maybe we can get our magic back. It's a start. I just want its information. If I can do this one thing, I was just going to toss some light out of the cell just to see if I could.
Have you tried it in here yet?
Well, we know, according to what we know, I guess, that no spells work in this area. But I can get to that window. I can just toss a little stone and see what happens.
I think that's a good idea.
I like to cast my cantrip light. Yeah.
Nothing happens. So you cast it. You cast it. Throw the stone. Just a stone, kind of.
So is this like prison bars? You can reach his hands out of them.
Yes.
Is that what you were thinking?
Well, I was thinking of, like, since, you know, I can look through the little guard well, door, toss it out probably into like the ravine area or whatever, past where we are.
Doesn't feel like it has any effect. Tossing it out, you just, the stone rocks. Now, the guards are watching you, and one of them just looks at you and kind of shakes his head, and the other one holds up a crossbow, a hand crossbow, and looks directly at you.
Get out of there.
Nice try, Flo.
I missed my dog.
I missed your dog.
You get another dog.
Ah, it's not the same.
He's got a dog almost. Why do you have his?
Peter?
I could be dog.
Yes, I'll be dog.
I could be dog.
I could be dog. What is dog?
Dog.
Very
dog
tasty.
Dog is my companion.
Oh, no.
What?
No. Do not eat stool.
No. I don't eat dog.
We aren't going to eat stool. Don't worry. Have any mushroom soup, though.
You're already having more than enough mushrooms.
I would like to search around our cell to see if there are any loose things that could be of use, or cracks in the walls, or...
Absolutely. Go ahead and make a perception check, or an investigation check.
10.
Nothing you're really seeing that you think could be of use. This is pretty stripped out.
So during feeding time, is it typical amount of, the same amount of guards come every time, like similar routine?
Usually it's just one guard. One of the guards will come by, he will bring you your, you know, bring you the your kind of a slop bucket, and he'll just spoon out the broth for
the
you
rest
guys.
Of the guards, it's the same three guards are out there, they'll be watching while he does this, I assume.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't come through the bars. He stays pretty much on the outside of the gate. It would be possible to perhaps grab him through there, but there's at least two, if not three, other guards at the guard station all the time. They do.
When do the doors open? When we go out to work?
Yes. Yeah, that's the only time, and at that point you're under guard by Quaggoths.
How often do we see the priestess and the other people?
The priestess, it can vary. So you've been there at this point for, since we've been there for 7 days, so you've probably seen her a couple times a day. She doesn't come and go down here a lot, but occasionally she will kind of come down to look at who's in the cage. When she has new folks come in, she comes and does her, you know, and a man loses spoon, spend a night in the box. Like, she does her you know, welcome first night, like, in life as you know it is over speech. Yeah.
Is there any way, possibly, that our prince friend, Mr. Prince Demindra, since he does look like a Quaggoth, is there any way he could inspire them or get them, all of those guys, on our side?
He doesn't speak Undercommon, does he?
I unfortunately don't speak the language that they speak, and these poor creatures have been so... They're bred, you understand that Quaggoths are bred by drow for ferocity and obedience. Trying to sway them against the drow would be, well, an oratory skill far beyond my humble abilities.
Enter the bard.
I'm just kidding. She's a big television.
Does anyone have ideas about a way we can escape?
Ooh.
I bet this big orc guy could break these manacles.
Stool, how long does this mind melding last?
It lasts for until it does not last, and then Stuart can make more.
Okay.
Mentally, you get an image of about an hour.
Okay.
About an hour at a time, but there's no limit on how many times he can do that. So I will assume that he continues to, unless you're telling me otherwise. Eldith kind of comes over and looks around to make sure the guards aren't looking, and then sketches out a rough map of what you have here, a rough sketch. I think we've got a couple options. We could try to take the lift down, but that would only get four of us at a time. So she does quick math. So that would be, what, four trips that it would take us to go back and forth. We could try to jump, but we'd hit the spider webs, which means we'd be possibly stuck having to fight the giant spiders And then even if we get through there, it's still a heck of a fall.
What about the waterfall?
The waterfall might work, or even failing the waterfall, maybe that pool. Ront kind of squares his shoulders.
Stupid dwarf. Stupid dwarf wants to swim in poo-poo water. Rock don't swim in poo-poo water. Only stupid dwarves swim in the poo-poo water.
Does Rock swim in any water?
Rock does not swim.
As far as I understand, Rock, the only thing you do is run. Right back at you, buddy. You're either with us in getting this out of here, or you're an enemy. You make your choice right now.
You, Ron, help you get out?
Yeah.
You help Ron get out.
We can help each other.
Ron will help stupid horn-faced lady. But then, when Ront is free, Ront will kill and eat stupid horn-faced lady.
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Hey, Ron, can you do something about these manacles? Kind of shake them at him.
I got a joke for you.
Ront will maybe break, but if he do that, Drow will kill him.
Question for you. How many guards come to the cell to let us out every day, and do we all leave at the same time?
Generally, everybody gets let out at the same time. It's, as I said, there's four groups that usually go out, and it tends to be one Drow and three Quaggoths per group. So, number-wise, it's even, except that they're not manacled, and they're armed and armored, and they're Quaggoths, three of them, so...
Do we all know that like everyone has like a rope and like a bar? Have we seen these things?
It's up to you whether you want to have revealed this to anybody else.
It's not obvious, so they could have hid it somewhere in the...
Okay. Yeah, I'm assuming most of you keistered it. But I don't judge, you know, whatever you got to do to get you through the captivity. It's very much a Pulp Fiction moment. It's 4 years I had this uncomfortable hunk of metal up my ass.
Seems like maybe jumping. If we can burn the spiderwebs, perhaps we could jump.
I can do fire.
Into the water. I also can do fire, but magic is a problem. But perhaps outside of the cell, or they would not be.
There's no need to burn the webs. Burning the webs could potentially expose us all to the fires. We could be dumped down into the pool without even touching the webs, the same way we empty our training at our cost. I personally think that's a perfect idea.
The Topsy, the little gnome, goes,
yeah, of course you would. You would think that, fish guy. Alright, look. Even if we managed to get out of here, what would we do once we get down there? Let's say that you make that giant jump, you land in the water, whoopee. Where do you go from there?
And at this point, you'll all hear in your minds Nod's voice say, in about 4 days, any place is going to be preferable to here.
Stool turns around.
He did not smell the spores.
Nod, what's your deal?
You seem pretty weird. What kind of person are you?
I have one of them little caramel fish. I have a Titan and a Leviathan fighting inside my brain.
Oh.
Has a tendency to open up one's senses.
Oh, Jesus. Well, whatever keeps you calm.
Oh, Rosella, okay.
Point of order, do we have any idea if our gear is still around here and if so, where?
Not sure. Logic dictates it probably is.
It'd probably be in the storage room, right?
Where's the storage room?
Number 3?
It's not the storage room. That is actually the, there's storage there, but it's for the foodstuffs,
gotcha.
Where they're preparing the food.
Gotcha. Give me a guard tower.
Well, then our gear is gone.
So we will need to acquire a new gear.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm not going to try and fight a camp full of drow without any gear. I say we go over the waterfall. We head toward the tunnel, see what we find.
Unarmed in the Underdark, I think we'll all die quite quickly. But if...
There is strength in numbers.
There are worse things than dying.
Alright, but if we can't figure out what to do in 4 days, I think that is a good plan.
Well, you let me know if you figure out something better.
I have an idea. We know that... here he is. Jorlin, the gentleman with the scarred face, it seems as though he's lost his position in favor with our torturess. If there's any way we can get either Shore or Jorlin alone, we can plant the seeds of dissent and maybe have them fight with each other.
Good work.
I mean, if it is what I think it is, I've been in many of a lover's triangle before, so just leave me with one of them, and I promise you.
The wand that Shore carries might be of great value to us.
Well, in that case, if we can get Jorlin, I'm pretty sure I can possibly turn him.
You're pretty sure you can possibly
turn him. I'm pretty sure I can yes. I'm very confident.
I'm not sure why.
You gotta trust me.
Seraph, where do you stand on these matters? Like speaking to the drow and elvish? Or in mind?
In brain.
Mind elvish.
In brain talking.
Well, I think you're all fools. But unfortunately, I don't see that I have much option but to throw in with you fools. Once I'm sent back to Menzoberranzan, I will almost certainly be sacrificed to Lolth. I don't wish to die like that yet. I do agree, though, that it would be ill-advised for us to lurch out into the Underdark without any form of defense. The guard barracks should have some form of weapons or armory there. If we do nothing else, we should think very long about perhaps making a quick stop there on our way to freedom.
Sound good place.
Is there, this is, again, I'm asking you from my observations, is there a time that all of the drow are, like,
not in the barracks.
Gathered someplace where we could actually make a break for it?
Not really. From your observations, even during worship or services, whatever the equivalent of that is going to be, it's not the whole group. It tends to be small groups going at a time. The guard posts on the extreme end, the watch posts, don't seem to ever be unoccupied, and they keep pretty brisk rotation. So even though there's only, like I said, about maybe 20 drow in the whole place, very rarely are all of them not here or even here at the same time.
And do they have, like, a buddy system? Are there always, like, two or more of them together at one time?
Not always. The ones that come to feed you generally come on their own. And then when they take you out for labor, it's usually just them. But then they have quaggoths with them as well.
Even when they come to feed us?
No, just when they take you out to do your labor. So when they come to feed you, it's usually just one drow.
But they just slide stuff through the bars?
Yeah, pretty much. For the food? Yeah. Oh, no, for the food, you slide your bowls out. They just have a big kind of bucket of slop that they give you your mushroom broth in.
Well, if we're going to try to get any gear back, with the number of us here together, naked and bleeding, we might be able to take one drow if someone can get that gate open. Do we have any thieves in the group?
If I had my tools, I'd open it.
No tools.
Have we seen them, like, opening the gate? Is it just like a lock on the outside of it?
Yeah. It's just a lock. They do have keys for that lock.
Passive perception.
Which somebody might be able to snag from a guard. Maybe while we're out and about on our jobs.
Anybody who is not Florence can hear the approach of someone.
Shh. What's coming?
Just quiet your minds.
I like that you all did that telepathically.
Stop nodding at each other.
Act casual.
So it is about the time when you normally receive your food, but tonight you have a very rare occurrence, which is that the scarred drow, the one with the scarred face and hand, he is bringing you your food. He does not at all seem pleased about this. He seems to be extremely put out that he is doing this particular job.
You don't speak Elvish.
No, I don't speak Elvish.
I'm sure this dude speaks Common.
He comes over. Basically bangs once hard on the bars with a wooden spoon.
Look alive.
Come forward if you wish to eat.
Nod immediately gets up, goes over, and offers his bowl.
And he puts in a thin mushroom gruel.
Nod does that and goes back to his spot on the floor and starts eating.
Right on.
Does he have a key?
On him then.
Invisible. Let's see. Make a perception check for me.
Sheet. 23.
Fuck yeah. Yes, he definitely has keys on him.
I'm going to say in my head, speak with everyone, is this the time? Should I make a move now?
Emphatically, yes.
No.
This might be the only time he comes here. Who knows?
Who here has quick hands?
What kind of a move are you thinking of there, chummy?
Naked and bleeding, you want to pick a fight with a guy who is high enough up to get thrown out of the good graces of the head woman in charge, but not outright killed.
I'm just going to try to convince him to walk into our cell.
Good luck.
All right. I got 50 gold pieces that says that Little Miss Horns and Tail over there is actually going to be able to pull this off.
Whoa.
50 gold. Who wins?
I'm with you.
Oh, man. I got both of you.
Old friend Jim Jar.
50 gold.
Oh, yeah, never pass on a bet with you.
All right. I'm saying 50 gold down. She's going to pull
it. Let's make it 100.
You want to do 100?
Let's do it.
Oh, man. I like you, Sigrid. Yeah. You're the kind of sucker. I mean, guy that I like to spend a lot of time with. What about you, buddy? What about you? We're saying 100 gold. How much you got?
7 million gold.
You want to? Okay. Yeah. I will do 7 million gold if you want to do 7 million gold. You good?
Jim Jar.
All right, buddy. 100 gold to Cindy, 7 million to Sindri, 7 million gold over to my buddy Rasha.
What's our plan when he gets inside here?
Well, gee, you're not going to like what I'm thinking.
Let's hear it.
Nope.
Well.
Remember, we have some disposable people here. Like,
oh, yeah. No. See, that's the thing. I am very chaotic neutral. That's exactly the path I was going on.
We're on the same wavelength.
Yeah, a little bit.
I'm going to go get my bowl filled.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Go get some food.
Ront, I think you should go get some food, too.
Ront was already in line.
Okay.
Don't need you to tell me what to do, Ront.
Eldith, we know you've got quick hands. And you're a scout, we know what that means. What do you think of your chances of getting that key off his belt?
Slim and none. As a scout, my hands aren't as quick as my eyes and my skill with a hammer. I'm not a pickpocket. Never had those skills.
What about these kids?
See, I told you, Lord. It's only my ex-wife that reaches into my pockets.
She sits you over. Yeah, we just met. I don't know you that well. Buy me a drink first, maybe. They shrug.
I know you feel like you've stolen a thing or two in your life.
Maybe. I forgot what voice I gave her.
Yeah, maybe, pal.
No judgment here.
Hey, you do what you have to do to get by, you know what I'm saying?
Preaching to the choir, buddy.
Turby.
Hey, here's the thing. I'm nimble, but I'm not stupid. I'm not putting my hand anywhere near him.
Don't worry, somebody will be distracting him. There's far more stupid people here than you to take that role.
Well, I think that's absolutely, undoubtedly the case. I can tell. I can definitely tell that, but the problem is, you know, is their stupidity going to end up getting me hurt? I'm not sticking my neck out. As far as I'm concerned, you know, if we got an opportunity to go, I'll go, but you're not putting me out in front of all this.
Really. Turby kind of pushes his arm in front of his sister and pushes her back. We'll be like,
as I get my suit food, as it was, I would like to actually try to get as close as I can to Jorlin. Should I? I'm assuming I should probably use last names here. Excuse me, sir. My name is Florence Tilla, and I need to speak with you in private.
I don't care what your name
No,
is.
This concerns the safety of the cell, because there's going to be. Now then.
Jailbreak.
Please, don't pay too much attention. But do you see the orc in the corner?
Yes.
Hiding a weapon.
I'm gonna start talking shit to the orc while this is going on mentally. Kind of get him real riled up.
Make a, I'm gonna say persuasion.
I'm gonna add my inspiration here.
Sounds good. Sounds good. Make a deception for me for Florence, if you would be so kind.
That's good. That's
nine.
Bonus in that.
Nine. All right. So you're trash talking, and Ron is just basically ignoring you. How'd that go, buddy?
What's the worst? That's a one.
Oh yeah, one. Yeah. I mean, do you have any bonuses to it?
Six.
Okay. There's no such thing as a critical fail on a skill check, for the record. That's only for combat.
Okay.
It's what we in the business call a gentleman's six, but six nonetheless. He looks at the orc and looks at you.
If that orc had a weapon, he already would have used it to pierce the dwarf's brain. But I like your style. You seem exactly the kind of stupid that I might be able to take advantage of.
I love to serve.
I certainly hope that is the case. If I gave you, or if I could give you, a means of escaping from this cell, would you take it?
Well, no, because that would be turning against you. And I only live to serve. But if you need something done, such as possibly getting revenge for someone that has harmed you, as I see, we are the group that is willing just for you.
There's an expression that you surface dwellers use: living well is the best revenge. I think the best thing that you could do for me is for you and any of your fellow prisoners that you would like to take a little bit of a walk. I could provide a bit of a distraction, possibly, during the shift change, and perhaps leave your cage unlocked, if you would be so inclined to take a constitutional at that point. Who's for me to say what happened?
Is he speaking common?
He is.
So from the corner, and I will say, hypothetically speaking, where would you like us to take a wander?
I can categorically state that I could not possibly care less where you go. It means little to me.
There is the slight matter of our equipment. Could you perhaps point us in the right direction?
If you are truly feeling brave, or perhaps stupid, I believe that most of your equipment is being held in Ilvara's chambers, the central tuck. Alternately, if you make your move to a shift change, you probably only have one guard to deal with at the armory, and would be able to at least partially arm yourselves from there. At any rate, yes, that is straight across from you. It's number 10. It's the main guard post there.
Oh.
Now, keeping in mind, I don't care what you do. If you want your items back, then definitely, by all means, visit Ilvara. But we didn't have this conversation.
What conversation?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, perchance, where would Chor be? Because I feel like he deserves a visit or two.
As attractive an idea as that is, I don't have great faith that you would be able to do him any permanent harm, especially not in your current state.
But if you're looking for him, he has of late taken up residence with Elvara. Mm-hmm. You can usually find him in her chambers.
Sounds like a sore subject.
Do you say that out loud?
No.
Okay.
We are in your debt.
No, you're not.
We are not in your debt. And I whisper in his ear. Thank you.
He looks at you with every bit of contempt that you have ever experienced, just a withering gaze, and moves about. So with that, you guys have somewhat of a plan. The next shift change will happen after you get, probably you've got about 4 or 5 hours to get whatever rest you can. The other beings here will absolutely go with you. Although, by and large, so what I'm going to do, if you guys do escape, hold that thought. they're free to...
Well, you did it. You listened to another episode of Dungeonetics. We can be reached at dungeonetics@gmail.com, Dungeonetics on Twitter, Dungeonetics on Instagram, and check out our Facebook page at Dungeonetics. All of our videos from our earlier campaign are ready for your consumption, so consume away. And remember, there's a little adventure in all of us. So grab your backpack and let's get pretending. Have a good one.